A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And he found in the temple those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. And he made a scourge of cords, and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves he said, "Take these things away. Stop making my father's house a place of business." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking of the temple of his body. So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken. In communion with the Catholic community spread all over the earth, today we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran in Rome. We might ask, why do we celebrate the dedication of a church in faraway Rome? The answer is quite simple. Every diocese has a cathedral, a church which is the seat of the diocesan bishop, and it symbolizes the unity of all the faithful around their bishop. The Bishop of Rome is not different from other diocesan bishops, in that he also has a cathedral, which symbolizes the unity of all the faithful resident in his diocese. It is good to remember that the Basilica of St. John Lateran is Rome's cathedral church, and not St. Peter's, even though it is in this latter basilica that big celebrations are held. The Bishop of Rome is not just another bishop, and his diocese another diocese. The Bishop of Rome is the Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, and the Vicar of Christ on earth. The cathedral church for his diocese, therefore, is not just another church. It symbolizes the unity of all the Catholic faithful around their leader, whom we call Pope. It is good to remember that the word Pope derives from the Latin Papa, which is a child's word for father. When we address the Bishop of Rome as Pope, we are calling him tenderly Father, even when we address him with a more formal Holy Father. This tells us what we celebrate today and why. Today's feast is not really about the dedication of a temple, a building, even if it is the oldest of the 4 main basilicas in Rome, which is the oldest church in the city and is called the mother of all churches. Today we have a family celebration. We are reminded and we rejoice that Catholics around the world, although they belong to different countries with their own cultures and modes of expression, all of them form one family, and both Rome's Cathedral and the Holy Father call us to unity, though not to uniformity, because as humans and as sons and daughters of the living God, we maintain our individuality with the gifts and talents He gave us graciously. As human beings who have received the gift of the Catholic faith, together and under the leadership of the Holy Father, we try to figure out how to be useful in the building of God's kingdom here on earth. I think that today's Gospel reading gives us some hints on how to do this. First, it tells us that when Jesus went to Jerusalem, he found God's temple being used as a market. It is true that what people sold in the temple was necessary for rendering homage to God, but they followed the mentality of a marketplace and not that of a place of worship. In a market, one sells things for a profit as big as possible. In a temple, one does not cater for a profit, but for a service in God's honor. So today we are asked to learn how to follow Christ and let ourselves be eaten by the zeal for God's house. We do this not only by keeping our church clean and beautiful, but also and mainly by regularly meeting there as a community to praise God, thank Him, and ask Him to take us in His hands and make us his instruments for making people aware of the abundance of his love. The Jews, surely angry and upset by Christ's doing, asked him to show that he had authority to do what he did. Christ did not give any sign, but launched a challenge. "Destroy this temple," he said, "and in 3 days I will raise it up." Now it seems to me that Jesus was using a double meaning of the word temple. Both disciples and enemies were perplexed because they thought that he was speaking of their big and beautiful temple. It was only after Christ's resurrection that the disciples learned that he was speaking about his body, which was destroyed by his enemies, but was resurrected by his Father. I do not think it is a big error to think that, in his zeal for the salvation of all people, knowing that each person is a temple of God with the Spirit of God living in it, he wanted to alert them and us that it is not difficult to destroy God's temples, both the ones made of stone and the human being. "You are destroying this temple," he said. "Stop it." Then he promised, "I will raise them up again." John, the Gospel writer, tells us that when Jesus rose from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and what he had said. Yes, the disciples believed, and they rejoiced when they were persecuted and their bodies were destroyed through martyrdom, because they knew that with their witnessing, Christ was building his Father's temple anew. In today's Gospel, Jesus was using the word temple also and mainly to refer to himself. "You will destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," he said. He was referring to his body. He was alerting the Jews that even when they crushed him with a cruel death, the last word would not be theirs, for he would rise again. What they had drawn up as a final solution to the problem created by Christ would really be the solution for all persons on earth. He did not rise from death to sing victory for himself, but to offer salvation for all. That is why, after his resurrection, he sent his disciples to all nations to teach them to observe all the commands I gave you. And he added, "Look, I am with you always, yes, to the end of time." So, while we celebrate the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran, let us believe that each one of us is a temple where God dwells, and take good care of our bodies. Let us find joy in meeting in temples made by human hands to praise and thank God and to make them welcoming places. Also, let us spread our faith and heed what Peter teaches, that is, to sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts and always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope.